Good evening, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Good, and I can hear you, which is even better. So I am going to call our special meeting of May 27th to order at 7:01. And we'll note that we have, let's just go through and I'll mention the folks who were. Actually, let's go around and the folks who have any professional credentials, such as engineering, please, state what, what they are. Is that helps with the process for both the commission members and any applicants or their agents to understand, what professional qualifications we have. So I am Ross Lally, 41 Notch Road, chair of the Inland Wetlands Commission.
My name is Jim Lorsch, vice chair. I'm a graduate civil engineer.
Yeah, I'm Dave Lynn, member of the board and mechanical engineer at Pratt & Whitney for 41 years.
Long distance.
Yep. And Diane.
Hi, I'm Diane D'Annunzio, and I've been a member for, oh, I don't know, 3 years.
Yep.
No affiliations like the other members, but I do have taken environmental courses at Eastern in my adult life regarding conservation and inland wetlands environmental issues.
All right. Thank you. And then we also have present our board clerk, Mary, and we also have Alyssa Barroso, who is our wetlands agent. So I will move on to approval of the agenda. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as is.
Moved.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously by all those members present. And just not to confuse you, Mary, I am a voting member on this one. And let's go on to public comment. If there's any members of the public who are here, other than for an application or any business that we already have scheduled, if it's your time for a public comment. And if not, oh, I just will ask, there's one person who I just see a phone number for. Phone number ends in 7738. Could you just identify yourself, please?
That's Edith Bodman.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, we got some new business for you on here, so I'm glad you're here. So let's go on to no public comment then. So let's go on to approval of minutes for our April 22nd, 2025 regular meeting, and I will be abstaining from that because I was not present, so I will not vote on that one.
I make a motion we approve the minutes. They look like they're satisfactory.
I agree.
I
I'll
can
second.
second that. No.
Okay, any further discussion? Then hearing and seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, and I am an abstention. So it passes by the five people who voted yes and no no's. Was it five? One, two, three, four. No, it was four people. Can't count. So let's move on to new business. Then we have, we'll start off with IW 2524 modification to an existing permit by Brian Fairclough.
Yep, that's right.
If I got it correct.
You got it correct.
And 148 Brandy Street.
Yes. So this is our already existing permit for a in-ground pool that we did last year, I believe. I think it was a 24 permit number.
Yeah, that is. So
So
it's last year.
yeah, so Ryan's looking to add a sport court as well as a propane tank for pool heating to the same permit as a modification. Yeah, so
So do we have a plan for that? Because what I have in the packet, oh yeah, there it is.
yeah, does anyone want me to screen share, or do you just want to pull up your packets?
I think it would be good if we could screen share because then there's a record at least for a short time for the public.
Okay.
And if it gives you trouble, I can see if I can share.
Nope, I got it. All right. So, can everybody see that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So just to orient myself, Brandy Street is on the left side of the picture,
It's not shown in the picture. It's
but
quite
it's
a
on the
ways
left.
over, but it would be, yeah, way over here to the left. This is
Okay,
the
because I know the house
existing.
is set back a bit from the road and then the pool is
Yeah.
behind it. So that's, I
Yeah,
just
so
wanted to make sure I
it's
was
front
orienting
yard, a strip
properly.
of woods, and then Brandy Street over this way. Okay, so and then our wetlands are over this way as well as up this way, which isn't really an issue for this modification, but so we have our pool here, and then we're looking to put in, oh, I don't know if we have the, is this something different? Yeah, this is something different. I don't know if we put in the one because there was a separate one showing the propane tank. Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was going to be over here, right? Did you
Yeah,
say
it's
that?
gonna the proposed pool pumps, it's gonna be right back in that to the right a little bit more from your green cursor.
Okay.
You know, in a per I originally was gonna do like right where your green cursor is, but if we're already in, I was gonna try to stay out of the wetlands, but obviously as you and I discussed, I was thinking of a different job being 50 feet instead of 100 feet. So I'd probably put it right behind the I'd put it right behind the pool pump area. Right in that area. So it was a short run to the pool
Okay.
heater.
So, just a quick
So.
question on this because I see a lot of things on here proposed. I know the pool is done. What things on here are done? The pool, the hot tub, what?
Yeah. Pool, hot tub, the boulder wall's done. Mechanicals still have to go in. All of that patio still has to go in.
When you say the
Plantings, all that.
mechanicals, you mean the pumps?
Pool. The pool pumps, yeah. The liner still
So,
has to go in the pool, so yeah, there's still some work.
but it, you're basically staying within the confines of the footprint that we already had is the
Yes,
overall footprint.
correct.
Some additions within what was already asked of the commission. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we're not looking to expand into the wetlands at all or go any further than what we've already shown here.
Yeah. So basically, it'll just be a small, the addition of a small propane heater here, right
Well, it would
behind
be
the
not in
pool.
between the two boulder walls. It would be right outside the boulder wall.
Okay. So on the outside, like this side, or
Yep.
closer to, okay.
I was gonna like pointing with my finger like you guys can see me. If you move the cursor to the right a little bit, like right in that area. Yep, right in there.
Okay. So yeah, we'll have to pretend there is a plan with it. I just didn't put it in this packet. And then here is the sport court that we're looking at. Yeah, it's down this way. The drainage goes this way, and then the wetlands are over here.
Sorry, where are the wetlands, Alyssa?
Are you able to see my cursor floating around right now? It's hovering over.
Yes.
Boy
Okay.
says
So they're
WF.
yeah, they're over here. So
Okay. Okay.
it's kind of so
Oh, I see.
the
Okay.
issue we had an issue with this property. The wetlands weren't properly delineated, at least in my opinion. They were pushed quite a bit further out, like away from the house, than they actually were in the field. So Brian was very agreeable to that once I went out there with my auger and learned that. So he like pushed everything back. But so I'm not sure if this one has the accurate wetlands line or if it's
Well,
the one.
it's showing what was originally on the town
Yeah,
site,
so the
and then our new line we push back. It's
yeah.
showing both of them.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, I gotcha. So yeah, this line is the accurate one. So it's going to be the modification is for this sport court as well as a propane pool heater up here.
So, X, what I would just be question about, and I'll ask the others, is just any excavation that's required, and where do things get stockpiled, and so forth, and entertain other questions from the commission.
So the stockpile is over here, this circular or
Yeah.
oddball shape over there. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and anything that's going to happen, like the propane tank's going to get dug. All that dirt that's going to come out of there is going to get moved quick right away. Sand's going to go in, proper backfill. Any residual's going to get hauled off site.
Okay.
Same with the sport court. Anything excavated, which really everything's kind of set where it's at now because of the pool. So realistically, all we would be doing is basing out and paving. There's not really much excavation to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're pretty much to grade in that area already.
Yeah.
So.
So it's really just you go down a short distance and that goes off site, and then you bring in whatever fill you need for the type of court you're building, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Con is it what's the surface on the
We're
court?
just gonna do asphalt.
So any so I guess I'll ask Alyssa any issue with sheet flow off that.
I don't think it's big enough. Yeah, there's so I'm not as worried about this side of the house. If he was proposing it up here, I would be a little more worried because there is a stream over here.
Yep.
But this area is pretty solid. It's
It looks like it's
pretty
flat,
deep on
fairly
this side.
flat to be.
It is
Yeah.
quite flat, yeah. And
And
it's still
we're gonna surround that area with
open.
decorative stone anyway, so it's gonna help,
Yeah.
kind of create a filter,
Yeah, but it'll smooth.
in that area.
Yeah.
And it slopes downhill from the bottom of the picture to the top. Am I reading that properly?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about sheet flow with this, really. Yeah, especially once the area is stabilized from all the pool work. I think it'll be totally fine. But yeah, and then just a little bit of groundwork up here to put in the pool heater, and then yeah, that should be it. Any
And
other
then,
questions?
Jim, your thoughts or Diane?
No, I'm fine.
How much work is done? I think they put the pool in already, correct? I didn't, are the stone walls in place? What's done and what's left to be done?
What's done, basically we have to do our landscape planting. Most of the boulder walls are in. The boulder walls for the double boulder wall, by the pool is basically done. We got to like just modify it just a little bit. We have to finish installing the boulder wall back by the sport court, and right over in that area we got to just do a small boulder wall there. And then just do patio and do lawn seating and plantings and stuff like that. We're on the home stretch.
Where is the boulder wall you talked about near the court? I don't see it on a drawing.
It's that right bottom left, that area. Yep, that line.
There's none of that there now, and you've got to install that. Has to be installed.
There was already one there. I just have to kind of put it back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
You
like a
knew.
slope that was like armored before. And yeah, I believe, Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you just regraded it and then you're putting boulders back up on it.
Yep,
Yeah.
correct.
And the new pump house, or the what is it? It's going to, what is it going to have? What's going to be in that, chlorine, or what's going to be in that thing?
It's salt water.
Salt water.
Yeah, none of that stuff has changed since we first originally went for the for the permit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just for this sport court and a propane heater up here that we're looking at.
And how are you going to dig the trench for the electrical line? Is that just going to be like an auger type of shallow trench, or is it going to be something significant?
No, just 18-inch, 12-inch wide, typical electrical trench.
Small little shallow trench. Okay.
Yeah, and his silt fence is holding up well. It held up pretty well throughout the winter. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I'm all set.
The only thing I would say is we would want to make sure we showed on this plan the location of the propane tank and the heater.
Yeah, no, that's on me. He has a plan with that on it. I just didn't like combine them or put it in
Okay.
here. He already has a plan when he applied for the mechanical permit for the heater. But yeah, I just have to put it
Where are they
in.
going to be?
It's going to be up here. Any other questions?
So, would you feel comfortable with this being delegated to you for work in the field, as for you to deal with it? Because then we could approve it tonight, because there's no work. It doesn't look like there's any significant impacts from the additional work in the modification.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with this just being put under the original agent permit. Yeah, this is more minor than the original, so I'm definitely fine with this.
Thoughts from the rest of the commission? You okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
That's reasonable. Yep.
Well, then I would entertain a motion to the effect that we delegate this modification to Alyssa, and that it be done in accordance with the appropriate erosion and sedimentation controls specified by the state of Connecticut for this plan.
Send out a modification, a modified permit rather,
Yep.
with that all listed.
So move.
Do I have a second?
A
Second.
second.
And
You can
I'll let
choose.
Diane second that one. It looked like a close tie between Dave and Diane.
Yes.
All right.
Further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes by all members of the commission present. And we're all good to go.
Sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
You're
So
welcome.
just don't start any work until Alyssa, updates the permit and gets that out.
Not a
And
problem.
should be by the end of this week,
Yeah, it'll be by the
approximately or
end of the week.
so, and then she'll work out the details with you for coming out to inspect it and all that other good stuff.
Yep, sounds good.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you, you too. All
Good
right,
night.
good night.
Then we can move on to IW 25-6, which is from Edith Bodman of 45 Vernon Road, construction of a single family home on pre-existing foundation.
I don't think that's a drawing for it.
What is this one? I don't think it is
It's
either.
Brandy Street, is it?
This is Brandy Street. So let's go down
Oh, did we
further.
just put, okay. Oh, yeah. One, it's at 150. That's weird.
Hold on. I'm going down to the, it's probably the last one. Might not have been in sequence.
Huh. Okay.
I need to abstain from this. The Bottomans have hired me, or did hire me, to certify the acceptability of the existing foundation there, and I have done that. And so I guess I have opinions, but I don't feel I'm impartial to this totally. The lot is very flat, well grassed, and well maintained, and the work they're proposing is strictly, there's no
So
dirt
I
to
would
get
say,
off.
Jim, if you're going to abstain, then you shouldn't say any more.
Okay, dear. We got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Found it.
So I think it's down towards the end of the packet. Got out
Yeah,
of
I think I've got
sequence.
it here.
Yep, that looks like it, I believe, since it has Vernon Road next to it. And I'll let the Bodmans tell us if that's the right place.
Yes, sir. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is just this is a pre-existing lot with a pre-existing foundation on it. All that's being done is the building of a house on the existing foundation, as well as the addition of a driveway, because there's no driveway currently. So yeah, not much in the way of groundwork, but we can certainly have them put some ENS down, because there will be machinery and such on the property as this is being built. So yeah, just building a house up from an existing foundation is all this one is.
And where's the lake on this?
The lake is up here this
Okay,
way.
so that's the lake edge there where it says
Okay.
stone retaining wall. That's the border of the lake.
Yeah, that's an armored wall. And then yeah, Vernon runs back down here. And yeah, there's a little pavement slab that I think sort of functions as the driveway right now. But yeah, I believe there were talks to put in a proper driveway. But
Are there any other wetlands here, or is it just the lake that we're really concerned about?
just the lake.
Okay.
So any anything beyond this footprint, because I see we're just basically taking the existing foundations, building up from there. So obviously no excavation for putting in the foundation, any decks or any other grading that's planned, or is it just build up from what's there?
Just build up, sir.
And so what's this you're looking
That
at,
was
Alyssa?
that's for the next one. I'm just so confused because I now have three that are on the same road, so they all look identical to me. I guess this is the only one we have for this.
So the driveway is not going to be a problem putting in that later, putting that in later.
Are you asking me?
I'm asking whoever is. That's just my question. You don't see anything
There's no driveway.
worrisome. They're going to put one in later, though, right?
I believe, Edith, could you speak to that?
When I've got my husband next to me, so when would we be putting the driveway in? Before we build the house or after? After.
Okay.
And it would go from the right-hand side over. As you can see, it would make an left-hand turn.
So when you say make a left-hand turn, which garage are we talking about the driveway for? Because I see two existing
It's
garages.
right-hand side, and it's got like a there that where the cars can park now, but There is no driveway actually to the existing garage
Okay,
that
so you
was.
would have the driveway come down to the right side of this picture and make a left turn into the garage. You'll have a turnaround or something to the right of that garage, or go straight in from the road.
Go straight in from the road,
Like where
and
my cursor is.
no, go from the side.
Here.
I did submit a picture. I don't know, you don't seem to have it, but I did submit that as well. It should be in the edition. Yes, correct. So it would go straight from there out to Woodfernan Road.
Yeah, I'm sorry, where is the road on this picture?
Yeah, that's why I'm all confused too.
Right
Yeah.
The road is
Woodfernan Road,
here, the
front.
lake is here.
Up there, up top.
Yep,
So the
pond
driveway
would be.
comes in perpendicular
Okay.
to Vernon Road and goes up the right side of that garage, and the doors are on the right side of the garage.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. I think I see.
Yeah, I was a little confused too about
It says
the
paved drive and pavement, so the road is down. Okay.
street.
Okay.
So it looks like there's currently just sort of a little bit of a driveway or turn in that doesn't go anywhere.
Right, that's what it looks like, yeah.
So is there a proposal to go to that other little garage on the left side, just out of curiosity?
No, sir.
So, thoughts on this from the other members of the commission?
No.
I guess I don't have a good feel for where the actual wetlands are then here. That's at the top of the picture?
Yep, that's
Yeah.
right. So,
Okay. All right.
yeah.
Just want to make
That's,
sure.
yes, the lake.
Okay, there you go. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess what I would like to see on here is just where that garage, that driveway is going to go, and what work is needed to make that drive. Is it a paved driveway you're proposing, gravel? What type
Yeah.
of?
Paved, Dale, paved or gravel? What kind of a driveway you want to put in?
Gravel.
Paved or
Paved.
paved? Yes, sir. And I do
Okay.
have, I thought I uploaded it. It should be up there in the
Yeah,
record.
let me see if I can find it in here, just so I don't make anybody dizzy. I'm gonna stop screen sharing, but
I'm
I know I
looking.
saw it. It's in your application. It's just whether it got put in the packet or not, which it should have. But that
I
should
don't
have
see
been.
it in the packet.
Okay, yeah, maybe Daniel only put the one in there, but if so,
So
I can
you
just
go
go find
from
one in
there
here.
to the abutting properties, and then you go to the next permit.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me log in and see what I can do.
Because I would just be curious to see, typically you're going to have to remove some material in order to dig down deep enough to put in
Okay,
the
so once I
driveway.
know.
And that's typically, we'd like to know what happens with that material. Is it being hauled off? Are you going to use it elsewhere? Something like that.
Yeah,
It's
so
not a big deal, but it's just something we would like to know.
I got tagged on the building permit, so all of that is in the building permit and I can upload it to the wetlands permit. Only that one was uploaded to the wetlands permit, which is why that
Are you able to
happened.
just show us from the building permit?
Yes, let me just get to the right page. Well, I can just show you guys all of this.
Yeah, just share it, and then we can make sure it gets included later.
So this is the first page of the building plans. So we go here. This is just the house floor plan, of course.
Yep.
Do, 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 do.
That looks the same.
Yeah, that is the same. Okay. Give me one more minute. There's a driveway sketch. Maybe that's it. Edith, do
And
you have
also,
any?
David, if you wanted, if you have your package, if you scroll to page, let's see, 29, it shows where the property is on the lake. 28, rather.
That's the one that shows the
Okay.
driveway.
Oh,
Do
there's oh,
you,
that shows water line right there. Is that
Mr. and Mrs. Bodman, do you have any plan where the erosion and sedimentation controls are shown on the plan, like a line of silt fence or anything?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
So I
I just
think,
want to make sure I'm showing everything.
yeah, because
Yeah.
it sounds like we would just need to have some silt fencing shown or hay bales or whatever appropriate material given the type of work done. And I'd leave that up to Alyssa to work out with you folks.
Oh,
It doesn't
that
seem
would
like
be fine.
there's, excuse me, I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
How would I put, I mean, we can certainly put up a straw wall because that would not, that wouldn't disrupt anything. We wouldn't put any holes anywhere if we had the straw wall set up. And that could go right along the entire edge. So, that do I don't know how I would even show that in a picture. But that
Yeah, you could
certainly
just
is
like
doable.
draw a line.
Oh, I mean, yeah, would you be able to help them, Melissa, with
Yeah,
this so
absolutely.
then we can just
Okay.
get that on there, just because I don't think there's a lot of work on, just from looking at this, it looks like the major work has already been done, which was that foundation. And if you're using the existing foundation, then the only thing we would need to be concerned about is really just making sure, just in case, you just put a silt fence along, especially because you're going to be digging out for the driveway like this. And then we'd want to know, are you going to, another question I'll ask, are you going to use that material that you take out for the driveway? Are you going to use it on site, or are you just going to have it hauled away?
You're gonna have. I'm gonna ask my husband. What we gonna dig up for the driveway? We are hauling it away.
Yes, of
Yes.
course, but it won't be
Yes.
much, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if you had a need to fill some other area with it and would use it on property, but we just need to note on the plan that
No.
if your intent is to haul it away, then that's what you just, the plan just notes that.
Yes, it will be hauled away.
And that could be a statement in the application. It could be, just a note on the plan along with, drawing a line that shows the approximate location of the hay bales or whatever erosion
Okay.
control measures. It, like I said, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of disturbance that's associated with this. So I guess I'll ask you again, Alyssa, is this something you would feel comfortable have delegated to you in the field?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then that would let them get started on it sooner, and then you could work with them to put the appropriate erosion controls on the plan. And the other note about that the material from, the driveway excavation is going to be taken off site. Because that's, and I guess, David, anything or?
I don't think I have
Yeah, yeah.
anything else. No.
Diane?
No.
So then I would entertain a motion to delegate this to Alyssa to manage in the field and that there be the appropriate sedimentation controls added to the drawing and a note about the excavated material from the driveway being, taken off site.
Looking for
That's,
motion,
yeah.
moved.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second? And I guess the only one who can second it is Diane.
Yeah,
So,
I second it.
okay. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. And Jim, you're abstaining, correct? So one abstention, and the others are all aye votes, no nays. So then, I guess that's another one for you to work on for this week for Alyssa. And she will get in touch with you, Mr. and Mrs. Bodman, and then she'll work out with you, the details for when you could get started and all that other good stuff.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a
You're
good night.
welcome. You too.
Yeah, good
In
night.
touch. Night.
And we can move on to IW25-7, Eric Peterson slash John Boynton of 61 Vernon Road. We've got a lot going on in Vernon Road.
Yeah, I have three now. Okay, so this is what we have for a plan.
So we got to hop forward in the package to get to that one.
So just to orient us, I have to get kind of close on this plan just to be for us to be able to read anything, but just to orient, up here at the top of the page is the lake, and then down here at the bottom of the page is Vernon Road, like the last one. Property lines are shown here. And so I went to see this site today. It's a fully vegetated site, totally taken over mostly by invasives. And yeah, so this is a proposal to develop a one bedroom house on this area. There's currently like a pretty giant rubble pile right in the middle of the area. It was like a broken up old foundation. And yeah, so proposing to build a house here. Most of the site is like ledge. It's very, very rocky. It's actually rocky all the way up to the lake. There's not really like much dirt really on this site close to the lake at all. So they're proposing to cut down to grade. Not blasting though. They were looking to chip. And yeah, so get down to grade, build the house, and clear most of the lot. There were a couple of trees that might be able to be kept over here, but yeah, it's pretty much just a site full of a lot of rocks. So
And that's also, so you said it's also invasive. So what are we talking about? Bittersweet, what?
yeah, mostly mugwort. There's quite a bit of bittersweet as well. Yeah, there's a lot of blackberry. There, it's just kind of, yeah, it's just kind of overrun right now. But yeah, so it would be clearing the site, putting down grass, I think as far as they could. I'm not sure how close they could get with it just because it is so rocky. And there is quite a significant slope down this way, but like I said, I'm not super worried about erosion at all on this site just because it is pretty much pure rock. So it's not like they're going to be fighting against erosion at all on this place.
Well, you won't be fighting with erosion, but if you're chipping and making a doing a
Yeah,
lot of that, then I
peripheral
would think.
erosion, I should say. I'm not worried about the water washing away a whole bunch of sediment. But yeah, there are other concerns for sure. So yeah, John or Ken, if you'd like to add to that, please do.
Sure. I'm Ken Boynton, a builder developer from Vernon, Connecticut, and we bought this lot a couple of years ago. And I have my engineer, Eric Peterson, from Gardner Peterson Associates on the call tonight to try to answer any questions. But it's a pretty small lot. It's I don't know, three it's not a quarter of an acre, I
Quarter of an
think.
acre.
Yeah. And we propose to go in and build a house where the existing
House, actually, the existing house was actually closer to the lake, and then we moved it a little bit away. And maybe you can go over the whatever they'd like to know, Eric, the details of that.
Sure.
Because it has a city sewer there, and the well is existing already from the existing home, so we'd be using both the sewer and the well.
Yep. Thanks, Ken. My name's Eric Peterson. I'm a professional engineer with Gardner and Peterson Associates from Tolland. I wanted to point out a few things for you. You can see right in the middle of the page, it says existing chimney remnants, right where it says deck, right in there. So that's that, along with some rock walls and some concrete walls heading on the lake side of that, is all that remains of the existing house. And walking out there, I bet those rock walls are probably 15 feet from the edge of the water today, where they're showing that steep area on the top, where we're showing that steep area on the top of the page. So what we're doing is we're setting the house as close to the street as we can. See, there's a 35-foot zoning setback, and our house is 39 feet away with some steps coming out the front. So we really got it, getting close to that zoning setback and keeping it as far from the lake as we can. And then, this property all grades from the street down to the lake, and we're really going to smooth that out, because right now it's kind of flat in the front, and then it's going to just drop. It just drops in the very, very back where those wall debris are, right in that area. Yep, thank you, Alyssa. And we're going to flatten that out a lot more than it is, to make it more gentle, and it just helps with the construction of the house, everything. As far as the removal of the rock, our expectation is with this type of rock, we can dig it out and for the most part haul it off site and get rid of it, unless we need to use some of it on site.
So it's an aggregate of large rocks and boulders as opposed to a ledge.
There's definitely some large boulders and concrete, and we might come across some ledge. It's hard to exactly say, but we think we can be able to dig it out,
I'm
even if
just
we
saying
do.
it's not like a bunch of granite or something that you're trying to.
No, I
No,
don't think so.
that's what I'm saying. It's not a solid ledge or anything there. It's a mix.
Right. It seems like a jumble of different hard items, rock
So
and
would you
concrete and
be
stuff.
using any of that to fill and grade as you're, pulling down, pulling out for the basement? Or would that go off and you bring in other
I think we take that
materials?
off site. It's harder to stabilize crush rock, I think, in certain areas, or even get to grow grass over it. We're going to be bringing in topsoil and grading with that, and make sure that everything gets best disturbed, gets seeded properly, and stabilized that way.
So then we so that so then you're doing it's I sounds like you're doing fairly extensive work to make this a more usable lot, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I'm just stating that, and it sounds like we do need to be concerned about your erosion and sedimentation controls, because you're going to be moving a fair amount of materials around and having it exposed at different times, correct?
That's correct. So we, on our plan, have a construction entrance at the street, and then on the lake side, we're not showing the construction entrance, but it's detailed on page two. On the lake side, we're showing a double row of erosion and sediment controls, one being silt fence, the other being hay bales. And then, yep, exactly where Alyssa's pointing to. And then on the sides, we're showing a single row where needed, where the lot drops, so we don't send any sediment towards the neighbors. And we would, the Boynton's are the contractors for this site, so they would be, inspecting this and repairing these after significant rainstorms and whatnot, because, they're quite familiar with that with all that sort of work and what goes along with, you know, building houses.
And since this is relatively steep, do you have any concerns about anything large inadvertently rolling down the hill? Because those silt fence isn't going to stop anything large.
Silt fence is definitely not going to stop anything large. That's why we decided to go with the silt fence backed by hay bales. So,
yep.
I mean, the hay bale is not going to stop a giant boulder either, but it's going to do a better job than silt fence will. And luckily, we're digging down and pulling everything towards the street.
Yes.
So okay. I think it'll be unlikely.
Okay.
And as Ken mentioned, we're connecting to the existing well that's on the left side of the property. And the old house was already connected to the public sewer system. And the pump is still in place. And the connection to the main is still in place. We'll just be connecting from the pump to the new house as far as the sewer goes. And that's all be in the front of the house. Exactly right there. Most of this lot is within 100 feet of the water, fortunately. So you can see on the application that we're disturbing roughly 1,800ths of an acre in the upland review area, and we're not disturbing anything within the wetlands themselves, which is the lake.
Yeah. Would it be possible for us to, for members of the commission, to come out and take a look at, you know, this?
It's a lot without using it. What?
It's a question to whoever wants to answer. If we could have somebody, you know, would you be okay with someone from the commission going out and taking a look?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Sure. Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, we'd arrange.
So wear your boots.
No, we'd arrange it through Alyssa so that she would just check with you and let you know when we would be out there. Because this just sounds like this is a fairly substantial amount of work that's being done in a small place close to the water. So it's one of those things I'd be hesitant to delegate to Alyssa. And I think the commission might want to go out and take a look between now and the next meeting.
Yep, it's okay. It's okay with us. If that's what you'd like to do, that's fine with us. We did meet her there today and had a good meeting, and whatever you guys need to do, that's fine with us.
Yeah, it's usually just the thing that things look different on a plan versus when you actually go out on site to look. Then I'm not saying particularly with yours, your application. It's just I find it easier sometimes to look at it, and I know other members of the commission do.
I agree.
Do folks, Jim, do you, David, Diane, have anything that you'd like to see on, you know, additional on this plan so that if there is, we can talk about it now and the applicant can work on having that ready for the next meeting?
I'm all set. I just had a question. Are you going to have to blast it all? Is this rock something you got to blast, or are you going to remove it all with an excavator?
We're not planning on blasting at all. I don't want to blast. It's too close to other foundations. So we're gonna either drill it and frack it, or chip away at it with an excavator. Yes. So no blasting.
Good.
Awful lot of excavation, it seems like. Mm-hmm.
Yep, which is why I think it's a good thing for us to go and take a look and see what the existing, see what it looks like now and compare it to what the plan is. Diane, anything? David?
No, I'm glad that that was brought up about the blasting, though.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be good to pay a visit here. It's an educational experience for some of us.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it'll come out really nice. It should be a nice... a nice property once it's a mess right now. It's been sitting in a kind of a messy situation for a long time. I don't know much about the history of it, but I think we can make this look nice.
Good.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see that a lot of the material that's going to be brought out is rubble from the old house and that sort of thing. And
yeah,
there will be rock too, but a lot of it, you can see where the old house was built up, and a lot of that still remains there. It's just and you just can't, we just couldn't locate it because it's, you know, it's, who knows what it is. You'll see when you go out there.
Okay.
So how much,
you know, I know there are,
you're going down 4 or 5 feet, you're going down quite a bit here with depth wise. Lord.
Yep, we'll take a look.
Okay.
Any further questions for Mr. Boynton or Peterson?
Yeah, good.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. So Alyssa will be in touch to arrange any, you know, visits with you. Just, that's, you know, it's a courtesy. So we actually need your permission to get on there. So
you want us there during a visit, or are you just going to do this on your own?
I think it helps if you're on site when the commission goes to, whenever we arrange to do a group visit, just in case they have questions.
Sure.
Eric, it would be, we would appreciate if you could be there too, but yeah, whoever can be there.
Yeah, one of us can answer. We pretty much all know what's going on with it, so one of us will try to be there. If you let us know when you're planning doing it, that'd be great.
Perfect. Yeah, that's why we said we want to coordinate it through Alyssa, so there's not like a half dozen of us trying to arrange things.
Yeah, I'll give you like at least a week in advance.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then we can continue on to, I think we're on old business, which is our cease and correct for Alexi. It was an off-end tenant on 37 Notch Road. And again, I will ask Diane to abstain from this one.
Okay, do you want me to leave the meeting?
No, you don't need to leave because I don't think we're going to be able to do much. If you want to just give an update, Alyssa.
Yes. So we spoke with George today. He just went out to the property on Saturday and he delineated some of the wetlands. So we had agreed on an area that he was to delineate, and it was the area where wetlands would be. But in his email, he said that there was a section of wetlands that he didn't delineate because there wasn't fill on it, which I didn't really know why that was the case, because he should have delineated everything, whether it had fill on it or not. So I'm definitely going to have to bring that up with him. So we're basically just waiting on his report at this point. So he'll give us some maps of his flags. He gave us a little bit of a summary. There's definitely more fill on there than just the one pile of wood chips that we had looked at.
Yeah, he mentioned piles. He mentioned some fill of 4 to 6 feet of wood chips.
Yeah, so there's even more than what I even saw or what we know about. So I'm very glad he got out there.
So we're going to meet with him we're going to meet with him and go over the findings.
Yeah.
And Jim, you can certainly like come to that, and we can go over that with Mr. Logan before we go over it with Mr. Usanov, and then we'll have a separate meeting with him. I just think, in fairness to the applicant in fairness to Mr. Usanov and to protect the interests of the town as well, I think it would be good just to make sure that we go over the report with George Logan, make sure we understand it, get anything corrected, added to that we need. So it's once and it's more one and done that we can then sit down with Mr. Usanov. And I would ideally like to, you know, let him have a meeting with him before the commission, just to let him know as a courtesy. And then we discuss at the meeting. The most important thing is that we just make sure that he's done all the work that we have asked him to the extent that we asked him to. And it's just a little bit of a question of did he, you know, get all the wetlands? Did he, you know, and what's he, you know, and that he shows it properly on a scale plan. So I don't think there's anything actionable tonight other than the fact that, you know, Melissa's going to reach out to him and just make sure that he provides the, make sure that his report contains the information that we're asking, and then we'll take a look. I'd like to ideally have this all wrapped up with Mr. Logan by before our next meeting, so that we're able to have a discussion and start talking what we're going, you know, potential remediations. And again, you know, we need his report in order to do that in a objective, you know, manner that will withstand legal scrutiny either by the town or by Mr. Uzanov. I don't know if anybody has any other, you know, questions on that. Again, it's progress, but we still need to see the results.
I just like what if we're getting a drawing or plan, did it show all our concerns, all the areas that are being affected here.
Yeah, and that's why I want to have a meeting with him and you and Alyssa and me, and we can go over that. Okay, wetlands agent report.
Okay, so I don't have too much, really just two items. So 180 Bolton Center, that's covering my camera. 180 Bolton Center finally is done. The house got closed on. So it's done from a real estate perspective. It's not done from our perspective. So they were very, very eager to have me sign off on their CO. So I basically made a contingency that the new property owner, the person who bought the home, does not take down the silt fence until I tell them to. And that they'll allow regular inspections until full stabilization is achieved, which is standard. Of course, Ross and I were discussing today, the permit goes with the property, not with the applicant. So just because it's changing hands doesn't mean that all the responsibilities of the permit are not passed along. So yeah, I got the new owner to agree in writing that I could make regular inspections and that they would take on responsibility of fixing the silt fence or anything that goes wrong up until it's fully stabilized. So I'm happy that one's done. We've had a lot of issues with that one. So
yeah, and it actually looks pretty nice from the road, you know, from that side of it. They've done finally gotten the lawn in. There's not a lot of washout from there. The most problem comes from the pathway that the town made along there, with that washing across their driveway and washing stuff into or eroding in their yard.
Right.
But they did. It looks like they've done what they're supposed to. The lawn in front looks pretty good. Yeah, I was surprised, considering that it wasn't really, didn't seem to put a lot of topsoil in there. I'm surprised the lawn looks as good as it does. Hopefully that will last.
Yeah, I had them reseed the back when I was out there last a couple weeks ago. So that's looking good now too. But yeah, so there will be someone new moving in there, but I'll still be making regular inspections until it's fully stabilized, which I imagine will be pretty soon. But yeah, we'll see. And then the only other thing is 65 Shoddy Mill. That's, I'm not sure what the holdup on that is. I've a couple times pinged George and others on that. And I finally got an actual, like, substantial response, which was that they're going to be removing that plug of sediment. There was basically, when the original gentleman who filled the wetlands, when he did that, he put this plug of like sediment and boulders on top of it to mark his limit of disturbance, if you will. So when all of the fill was removed, those boulders were left there, along with sediment underneath them. So the basically what happened was the area that has now been excavated of fill, became a deeper basin than it was originally intended to, because it can't free flow to the rest of the wetland system, if that makes sense. Is everybody following me?
So basically there was a filled area, they pulled up slope, and that left a hole.
Exactly.
And yeah, the hole had a ridge of dirt, like a berm, right, left along the far edge of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a better way to put it. So yeah, basically they have to get rid of that little like berm or plug of sediment to let the, because essentially right now it's two separate systems. There's like one shallow wetland and one deep basin wetland.
That's so basically, it's a dam.
Yeah, exactly. They need to make it one continuous system. So that needs to happen ASAP, in my opinion, because once they do that, the hydrology is going to change of the existing site. So once they change the hydrology, then they'll know what they have to plant. George is dead set on planting before the end of June. And if that's going to happen, I mean, this needs to happen really soon. So
is that the only outstanding item? Because I know we talked about that, what was it, February, March, April, whenever the heck we were there several months ago.
Oh, yeah, that was like last year.
It was cold, and we were saying, geez, this is going to be a mess if it thaws. Right. And then that's where we also noted that there was that still that berm there or whatever that was blocking the flow, and that's why the water was higher than we were expecting it to be.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, now luckily the slope looks good finally. Yep. But now we're kind of dealing
have they stabilized that, planted grass seed or anything on that?
They planted winter rye, and then George was going to use a seed mix from Noob, I believe, on the rest of that slope as well as in the full system, but he's also going to do some other more mature plantings of like trees and shrubs.
So do you know if the grass is taken?
No, I haven't been on site this spring yet. I'm going to be arranging that soon though, because they do need to get that plug out. Like,
yeah, because that would be right good now. Regardless of them getting that done, that slope is very big, and it was all like pretty much bare earth with some seed scattered on it, if I recall correctly from when we were there.
Oh yeah, the winter rye took that took last year, but it's gonna be dying off pretty soon here. So
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It just, they need to do something sooner rather than later, because that's a fairly extensive slope that needs to not run down into the swamp again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's really it for me. But once they remove that berm, it'll change the hydrology. And then
so do they have a timeline or not for this? No timeline?
Nothing set in stone, which is kind of my issue.
Do we need to go have a chat with Mr. Rupert and find out what's going on? Do we need to twist a few arms with the attorney or something? Because
I don't think so yet.
When you say yet, this is like half a year or more since they were supposed to do this. So I'm just, you know, I don't want to, I do want to be a prick about it, because it's like, this is a mess and this is something that they need to take care of. And we have talked about it with them, and it's not asking anything that's unexpected.
Right.
Because we're actually asking them to do what they were agreed to and what's expected. So I would say that we should probably do something, because if you wait too long, you're going to wind up with, it's going to be hot and dry possibly, and nothing's going to grow easily. And that's a fairly large slope that was exposed.
Okay. So let's arrange a meeting with George Logan to discuss both the Shoddy Mill site and the Notch Road site. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that would be good. That should be one and done.
Yeah. Okay. That's all for my agent report. Does anyone have any questions on properties they've seen at all? Because I may have forgotten something.
I just would like to know who George is.
Oh, yeah. He's a very popular
certified soil scientist, isn't he?
Okay. All right. He's the one that you had talked about before, right, Alyssa? About getting George to come in for the Notch Road.
It's George Logan.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's doing the Notch Road site, but he's also on the Shoddy Mill site. He took over for Richard Snarsky.
Okay.
Of that site, that project.
So, okay. I just want to be clear.
In this area.
Yeah. Just want to be clear on that.
Same person.
Okay.
Thank you for the update.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one other one with a wetland agent report. Oh, that was something else you and I had talked about, and I've completely forgotten it because I was wearing my other hat doing the referendum and all that other stuff and got sidetracked by that as a registrar. Is you and I had talked about reviving that report on out of the status of our applications, the one that Cam had started, because I think that would be a good thing, is that to have that record of, you know, when is the application actually, the activities that are permitted actually completed? Because right now we, you know, it's easy to get track from the system when we approved an application.
Yeah.
And gave it, you know, gave the application, gave the go ahead, but we don't always track and report back to the commission, you know, which of these have actually been done. And I think Cam and I started that because of a little snafu we had with One Notch Road, with, you know, the, we thought the permit had expired, but it hadn't. And we made the guy pay again. And then we had to give him his money back. And it was a little embarrassing. So I don't want to do that again. And so this is something that we, you know, would be a good thing to bring back.
Yeah, certainly. So I, when I started here, I made sort of my own little Excel sheet with all of the permits that had been issued under me. And then I discovered that there was already the same one that you were just talking about. So right now I'm working on combining them and making them into one, like, easily flowing document. I wanted to get that done for this meeting, but I didn't. So it'll be done for the next one.
Okay.
But yeah, so that'll have everything in it from before my time as well as during.
All right, cool. Any other questions? Oh, I did have one just before we move on. Have you followed up with my friend Noah across the street?
Not since we had talked last. You mean from when?
Because he stabilized the slope. He planted some seeds, put some hay in, and I just was wondering if you had taken a look just to see if it meets your satisfaction.
Yeah, I didn't go up. It is. I didn't go on the property just because I hadn't discussed it with him before, but I just did a little drive by. And I think it looks really nice.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I wanted your official blessing on it as opposed to my just saying it looks nice.
Yeah, no, I'm totally happy with it. And he understood the implications of it.
Oh yeah, he told me he actually went and got read the wetlands regs.
Yeah.
Downloaded them and was really interested and read them all. And he said, wow, I didn't realize all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And because he said he wants to enjoy the property, but he doesn't want to hurt the, you know, environment. So he actually went and read the regs, he told me. I said, wow. I was told him I was impressed because I said, very few people will do that, especially if they've been asked to by the commission to fix something. They usually don't necessarily do that. But no, he's really, really sweetheart. He was very nice about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm not worried about him at all.
Okay. I wasn't either. I just want, since, you know, we had discussed it, I just wanted to see if you had the same opinion.
Yeah.
So we can go on to other, our review of proposed updates to the wetlands regs, because I know you were on the agenda for the selectmen the next week, I believe, correct, on Tuesday? So
actually, Kathy and Jim called me in today, and they said it would be best if we went on the agenda for the meeting on the 17th, which is
it's one of their, was it one of their accounts payable meetings, and it's a special meeting, and we get put on the agenda?
AP, yeah.
I don't know what the meeting on the 17th was, but they apparently the meeting on the 3rd for next Tuesday is going to be a doozy and going to be like several hours long. And they said, if you don't want to do that, then we can put you on for the 17th. I think they were kind of trying to shorten their agenda a bit.
It's probably their account, one of their account payable meetings, which are tend to be shorter because they typically just have don't always have public comment, and it's a special meeting, so there's usually you can't change the agenda in advance. You know, after 24 hours before, 48 hours before, and all that other stuff. So they typically are only like a half hour long or so to an hour.
Yeah, so we are on for the 17th instead. I think that'll just fit what we need better.
So let me go and move that.
Yeah. Yeah, they pulled me into the office as I was about to leave today, and they were like, you shouldn't go on the 3rd because it's going to be crazy. So.
Anyway, I just went and moved it. I don't want to sit there and... Unless they put you first on the agenda as a courtesy, you don't know when you're going to be, even if you're not that far along on the agenda, because some of those just go off wherever they go.
We were at the very end, apparently, so I was like,
no, we'll change the date.
Yeah, so the
17th. And look, I have no conflict, so that'll work.
But it's still good that we're... reviewing this now, because we won't have a meeting before then anyway.
Yep.
So I can share my screen with this. We need to discuss the new proposed fee schedule. So I will share that. So this was basically, so does everybody remember what I had said regarding the minimal impact permit thing? It was kind of a initiative I wanted to do.
Yep.
For those small.
Yeah, I do. That was a long time ago, it seems.
Yeah. It was several months ago. So yeah, it was basically for those, you know, decks, clutter farm sheds, things like
yeah.
that. So I basically, it wasn't too different from what we were already doing, but I just kind of wanted to put it in officially to the fee schedule. And give it a little bit of a reduction in price, because I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything highlighted in yellow on here is what I manipulated. And this was basically just me going through and pretty randomly, like not specifically based on levels of inflation or anything like that. It was basically just increasing a bit. So we can definitely, I can pull up the existing fee schedule.
So before you do, you got a typo.
Oh, where?
Down where you got that little squiggle with condominium minimums or something isn't, you got the height there.
Yeah, so it's...
it's spelled wrong.
Well, take the hyphen out and see what it does.
It's spelled wrong, that's all.
Okay. Now it's correct. Condominium.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
correct.
It was just doing it because of the hyphen.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. So on ours, I think there's a hyphen.
So what was the previous fee?
Let me pull up our regs. Here, let me see.
Hold on. I'll just pull my paper copy out. And I can tell you what each fee used to be as you go by.
Yeah. So
I have those fees more or less than they were.
Oh, more. Oh, pretty much across the board. Not too significantly. We were mentioning possibly.
Okay. If you want to put it back up, if you want to put it back up there, I'll tell you what the old fee was.
Okay, I was thinking of putting them up together.
If you can do that, that's fine, or I can just tell you.
So I would have to share everything. So, oh my gosh, there's so much happening on my screen. Oops. So, you can see both of these. So, I basically broke out the improvements versus minimal impact permit sort of thing. So, minimal impact permit is basically just improvements, but super minor ones. And then improvements is now more major improvements, like an in-ground pool or something that has significant groundwork, but doesn't constitute any of the latter categories, like an actual full residence or commercial. So yeah, there wasn't much of a rhyme or reason to this. Of course, the state application fee stays $60 across the board. Yeah.
So I see that one for the base fee on the minimal impact permit modifications.
Yep.
So what was that before the base fee? Because that looks significantly different than the base fee on the minimal impact new applications.
Well, there wasn't a line item for minimal impact permit before, so this is the minimal impact permit is a totally new line item with a lower fee. But previously, the thing that was closest to the minimal impact permit was this improvements one, and the base fee was $95 for modifications.
I see.
So I guess I made the base fee $90 for this. I'm not sure why I did that. So yeah, we're definitely gonna have to go through this.
So my question is, I don't feel comfortable going to the selectmen if you say that you just went through and did sort of your own adjustment without looking at what other towns did. Because when I did this,
I looked at other towns, we need to look at it as a commission.
So how is this compared to other towns? Because you just said you made some little adjustments here and there. You didn't compare to inflation or anything. So I'm trying to understand what the basis is based on what you just said.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So yeah, I looked at other towns. It definitely depends on the town, like a place like South Windsor, they have pretty high fees versus a place like Ashford, not so much. So it definitely is very town dependent. There's a range of like hundreds of dollars with these things. So I basically just took our fees and increased them a bit. And then the minimal impact permit, of course, should be the cheapest one. But the reason that I highlighted everything was to be so that everybody could see and we could go through it number by number and look at what everybody wanted to do. So this is basically just like a base idea of what we might want to do, but we as a commission need to look at the actual figures of what we want to do for our town specifically.
Are there any guidelines for the, like you said, some towns are relatively lower than other towns. Is there a guideline for that?
Not really. Good question. So yeah, that is a good question. So yeah, DEEP doesn't, like, they give us guidelines for our regs. There aren't guidelines specifically for fees. It's pretty much just,
fees are a political decision.
Yeah.
You know, just, it's just like when we want, if you wanted to do something like Alyssa issue tickets and issue fines, you know, that's a political decision that the town has to make. Because if you do certain things like give her the authority to, write fines to people, then they have to have an appeals process. They have to have due process. And that, you know, when Jim and I approached the town about it 10 years ago, the last time we did this, they didn't want to deal with having to set up due process and with them, the selectmen being possibly part of that process. So that went by the wayside. And a lot of this with the fees is they'll look at this and say, oh, I think those are kind of low. You know, we need more money or whatever. And that's kind of how it gets decided. You know, or that, you know, we want to encourage development, make them lower. So that's kind of more of how it goes. So it's up to us just to propose what we think is reasonable, and they'll do what they do with it when they vote on it.
Okay.
Seems like all fees go up by like 20, 30 bucks, except for the residential subdivision. It looks like it went down. Was there some thinking there?
Hmm.
Why that?
Probably not. I honestly probably just copied it from the previous one.
Yeah, because the previous one for the residential subdivision was 270 and it's now 240 for the base fee.
Yeah, so that
the logic is here.
Maybe I should. There isn't. We need to look at it together. Like, I wasn't meaning for us to use these numbers at all. This is something we all have to go through and look at. But this is just like basically a template for what we might want to do. As well as down here. I had just looked up some consultant fees because these seemed a little bit low. Legal, we have $250 an hour. I looked it up. The average in Connecticut is roughly $350 an hour. So I don't know if we want to bump that up a little, maybe to $300 or something.
Well, that's the maximum.
What, $250?
No. What I'm saying is, do you want to just put not to exceed on here, or do you want to just?
You mean for like not to exceed?
I mean, I don't think these should necessarily. Typically, we need to let people know that if we're hiring a tech, we want to hire somebody that we need to have an idea. So I think it would be good to put in something that we think's, you know, more. If 250 is low, then we should bump it up to one, you know, to 350.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So why don't we go back to the top one and just go through these line by line then?
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So we can compare it here.
So what was it before? Because you look like the yellows are, you've changed them, right?
Yep, that's right. So on the right side of the screen over here is our current fee schedule.
We didn't have minimum impact before. That minimum impact permit is new.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the only line item that's new. The rest are the same.
Okay.
Was the thinking that we felt we should try to collect more money for these things or hold the same or promote development, or what's the baseline thinking here?
I think it was more to just to deal with inflation, because it's been, what, over 10 years, I think? It's been 10 years since they got changed. So I think Ross had mentioned moving with inflation. But yeah, that's... So basically just
because what you're going to want to do for presenting this, and we can work on this later, is we should come up here tonight with an idea of what we should put in for the fees. And it could be as simple as the sense of the commission is we bump them all up by 50%. And then, you know, I'm not saying that's the number. I'm just saying is, for example, we could just say, we all agree it should be bumped up like 30% across the board, except the state fee, which we can't change. And then, Alyssa, you and I can take care of doing that. And the way to present it to the selectmen would be, I do it all on one sheet, and you have, this is the old base fee, here's the new one. Just so they have the comparison, and you can explain to them that the old fee was set 10 years ago, and here's the new one that the commission felt should be adjusted, you know, whatever amount.
I think 30% is a good amount to increase it by. You think it should be higher?
I don't know what it should be. I'm just asking, what do you folks feel? Because inflation typically has been running about 2 or 3% a year until the last few years. So if you just did the 2 or 3% compounded, it's probably 35 or so, you know, percent that things have gone up. And then the last year, few years, we've had more inflation. It's been 10, you know, 5 to 10%. So... I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Whether that's what we want to do or not, that, you know, that's another story.
Yeah. I don't think it should be way higher, just because everything is. I think it should be fair, So I think you said it hasn't been changed since the last 10 years?
Yeah, I'm looking at Jim and I did this back in May 26th of 2015. These rates were approved.
Okay, so like you said, to try to do it on a, like, not like grab any kind of percentage, but like you said, 2% for each year, about 30-35%. I would go with 30% just because.
I would rather go a little bit higher than, you know, a little on the higher side, and then tell that to the selectmen and they could decide whether they want more or less. They're going to want to see what we're proposing and why we're proposing it, and then they'll decide, knock it all down or what.
Okay.
So, well, I would just say we need as a team to come in with something to present to them, with it something that's easy to explain why we did what we did.
And we have to have, like you said, at least start where it was 10 years ago, and then kind of try to make a reasonable explanation by each year. You said maybe 2%, and you came out with 35, so over 10 years. So maybe that would be a good amount, and then if they want to go higher or leave it or go lower, it would be up to them.
Yeah, I just want folks to understand this is a political decision, and this is where we just make a recommendation and they're the
right
ones who decide what to do with it.
Right.
So it's it's worth some thought, but it's not worth like agonizing over a long time.
Right. It doesn't sound like there's a clear criteria in terms of what you do.
Right. There is no clear criteria. That's why I thought we could kind of like figure it out in the last 10 years and have a percentage that wasn't over the top, but fair. So, yeah.
If we're going with 30%, these two that I highlighted right here, well, they're already highlighted. I just went over them with my mouse, so they're a little bit darker. The improvements in residence one over here on the left side. So it was originally 120. With adding 30%, it would be 156. So I just rounded up to 160 there.
Yep.
Okay.
For this residence one, it was originally 220. 286 is 30%. So I rounded up to 290. So
okay. 30% that's good.
Fair.
So yeah,
go down the line and do that.
Okay. I think that's fair, but I'm one person. What does everyone else think?
I think this is a political situation. We're in tax season. Everybody's complaining about their taxes, and this
is
a form of the tax. If the town wants to, they talk about increasing its taxable base, increase taxes, you want to encourage some development. And higher we raise these things up, the more you're going to discourage development. I think
that's
what you're
right.
Talking about magnitude wise is okay, but I don't think we want to get too crazy here, because we want to encourage some development to increase our tax base.
And the other thing, the flip side of that too, is if they can collect more in the fees, then you don't have to pay as much, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't show up directly out of everybody's pocket in the mill rate. So there's the other side of it too. This is another source of revenue, like all the building permits.
Mm-hmm.
This all just goes into the general fund, and that's estimated as part of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
For revenue.
But we have to come from a point where we thought about it and we were doing it, our due diligence, without like raising it nilly willy and just kind of figuring it out over 10 years. And 2% is not a lot over 10 years. It was the last time you did it. So that seems fair.
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying, Jim, and I would like to let the selectmen make that comment. Because I think like a reasonable increase across the board, and we just, it's easy to explain, you know, it's been 10 years. We felt based on, you know, it's a little less than inflation, but this is what we're proposing. And if they think it should be reduced, we can certainly do that. I wouldn't make the base fee any, you know, that minimal impact permit any higher, because They already got the state application fee on those.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And you do want to, like, don't want to stick them, you know, somebody coming in for something simple, like, I want to put a pad in for a shed.
Right.
And that's not right, no matter how you do it, to charge them the same thing you would for a whole house going in next to a wetland.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was why I wanted that minimal impact.
Yeah. Totally agree with that.
Yeah, these are all those numbers, roughly rounded, about 30% increase. So our residential, multi-unit, and commercial industrial went up to 500, which those might be a little bit high. We might want to do like
we'll let them let them decide that, because you look at the amount of stuff that goes into the amount of monies that go into planning and building a residential multi-unit. $500 isn't a lot.
Yeah.
They're going to spend way more on their engineers and lawyers and various soil scientists and so forth. And where I feel that we help them more is to be clear in them up in front what it is we're looking for, so they go through this process as quickly as possible while we still protect the environment. And that's the way you're going to save them the most money in development and make it more, you know, make it more friendly for development, but not sacrifice the environment and that, you know, by, you know, and how we do it.
Yeah.
Because we're here to protect the environment and make sure they do the right thing, but we're not here just to arbitrarily hold people up and delay them, or just because we don't have our act together, we make it take longer than it should.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we can present this saying.
One thing on the residential subdivision, the per lot fee was $80. You still have it at 50.
Oh, I think that was South Windsor's. Okay, so should we do 100 now?
No. Leave it. Okay. What do you guys think? Leave it at 80 or bump it?
Leave it at 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So these are, we can present this saying, you know, we haven't updated our fees in 10 years. This is roughly following a 36 or so percent increase. So we rounded down to a 30% inflation increase. So these are all roughly rounded 30% increases.
Yep. Did we still have the one on there for nonprofit?
We do. It's down.
Oh, it just was bumped to the next page. Yeah,
I'll reformat this so it's all pretty
okay. Funny. Yeah. Again, I think it's okay if it goes off to more than one page on this, Alyssa, because we want to. I would want to show what the old fee was on here too.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that when we're presenting it to them. I will add it on here, and I'll just highlight
So they can just see this is what it was, here's the proposed in the yellow.
Yeah, definitely have to have the old and the new together,
right.
And then it'll get cleaned up for the actual, you know, how with the actual stuff that gets put on after they vote on it.
So
that's, and like you said, it's just a recommendation. They can
change it.
This is where we kind of have to lose our pride in authorship, because our job is to recommend and theirs is to decide on it.
Okay,
so we'll be doing that on the 17th. And
considering we pretty much get our way with the rest of the regulations, they defer to us on the changes that we're proposing on that, subject to whatever the public hearings say. They're certainly entitled to set the money rate. And you have that brochure is all set to show them as well, correct, Alyssa?
Yes, correct. Haven't really made any changes.
And that looked wonderful. We all liked it, if I recall.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Very well done, Alyssa.
Thank you. Yeah, so we'll present that to them, make sure it's printable. And I have a couple other towns that want it as well, so I might be a ghostwriter for other towns.
Yeah, charge them a good amount of money to replace Bolton with Coventry or whatever.
Yeah, It actually
that's
is
like $500.
Coventry wants, yeah, it is Coventry, actually. So.
Just was guessing. I didn't have any insight whatsoever. I don't know why they came up, but that's what just bumped into my
that's
head.
That's really funny. You were dead on.
Oh, I think it's because, what was I thinking? Oh, I met their wetlands agent at the last conference. So,
oh, Lindsay. Yeah, she's great.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes. So that might be why. Whatever. So I wonder one other thing under other, because David had mentioned this to me about, did we ever want to meet in person again? Because we stopped doing the in-person meetings back during COVID. So it's been five years that we've been just doing hybrid like this. No, not hybrid, but only remote.
Yeah.
If we want to meet in person, they will be hybrid. We'll still have to use what they have, the OWL, they call it, their Zoom system at the town hall. So that someone would still need to go to the town hall, at least probably me and Alyssa.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Just sit there.
Some commissions I was noticing do quarterly meetings, so it'll be like every third meeting, like once a quarter they'll meet in person. That's something I think that might be nice.
Yeah, I don't want to give up the idea. Well, we have to either do high. I think the only time you can, the only time I think most of our committees, boards and commissions, committees do an in-person only is based on certain timings, constraints, that if you're calling a special meeting within 24 hours, you have to have it be in person only, which is to me kind of the opposite of what I think you would want.
Yeah, agreed.
Because
planning and zoning meets hybrid. Most of us meet in person though. Planning
it's like, it's like finance committee. Most of the time, most of the people are there in person.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you folks. I only live I live just like 1.4 miles from the town hall, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, me too. So it's not a big deal.
So we'd have to decide now, but if you want to think about it, we maybe just put it formally on the agenda and then we could decide whether you want to do it all the time, you want to make a quarterly one.
Or just hybrid. Both. Like, come in,
The only challenge with a hybrid is you have to just make sure that they have the availability of the town hall every Tuesday or it gets moved to some other location.
Oh, okay.
Because
that would be a game changer for you and I if we didn't want to go further.
Well, it would be closer because you probably go up to the Notch Road Municipal Building and use either room A or B I think they're both set up for Zoom.
Oh, okay.
So I know we've done some other Zoom meetings there. So that would be the only downside. They may not be able to do them all in the same place at the same time, same place, just because we haven't reserved that slot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're running very short of meeting spaces for the town.
I think Zoom's more appropriate or more important to me in the wintertime, the snow and all that, the bad weather.
Absolutely.
But other than that, I can go either way.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter that much to me one way or the other either.
No,
I think
me
in
neither.
Some cases it's more convenient for members who are on travel or on vacation someplace but still want to participate, it lets them. Or if they're sick, then it's available for them to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes we wouldn't have been able to get a quorum just for this, for this committee if we didn't do, have a remote option for people.
Right.
And it benefits the applicants too, because I think cuts down on, especially if they have their engineers and attorneys or whoever have to present, unless they have a really important need to be there personally, it saves them money too, and travel expenses and time.
Yeah. Yep.
Because again, I want to look at it too from the point of view of customer service, that whatever we do helps helps the people move through the process as quickly as they can, as long as they're willing to be, you know, partners with us on, you know, getting them through the process.
Yeah.
So you got what you need to get ready? We can go over that before the meeting on the 17th. Certainly have enough time.
That sounds good.
All right. If there's nothing else, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll put a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by David, made by Diane. So we are adjourned at 8:41. Thank you, everyone, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep.
Have a good meeting. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.